The patient probably believes it's me, but it isn't me, because quite honestly, I'm the one with the least amount of time in my schedule to see them. And it's quite true. They come in. This is a big admission. I've got a voice problem. I'm sent here. I stick this large thing down their nose, and I stick a rigid object in their throat, and they've got a monitor, and they're staring up, and they're not blind, and they see the mass, or they see the problem. And it's like telling a cancer patient the first time they have cancer. They hear that word, and then nothing else out of my mouth do they hear. So I may be trying to educate the patient, but quite honestly, they catch every third word, and they're afraid to stop me because they know I'm busy. So I need somebody else to communicate those things. I need somebody else to take the history and get the Chinese herbal medicine background because they're afraid to tell me that they take it. Or that they're afraid to tell me that, I do my singing lessons well, but I go home and I scream at my kid. I don't look like a very scary person, but they're afraid of me when they walk in. So the part of the team is, although I'm the one, quote-unquote, directing and responsible for it, I'm not the one gathering most of the information, and I'm not the one doing most of the coordination because I physically can't, and I'm not the one they're going to confide in and say, hey, that reflux medication you gave me diarrhea for 3 weeks, and I won't take it. They're not going to tell me. They're going to tell her. And she'll talk to me, and then we'll find another option for them. But I don't know it unless they tell me.